Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, DMV? You know who it is. Youngest in Charge Movement. Linnell Willingham here with you live and local on 106.7 The Fan. And always streaming live on the always free Odyssey app. Ride with me. It'll take you up to 10 o'clock here on this Wednesday night edition of Overtime. Busy, busy, busy past couple of days around the Beltway here in the DMV. I do want to start off today's show. And Metal Chris, we were talking about this before we started. If you are a government worker out there right now, our prayers are with you 110% as we deal with the current government shutdown. Definitely want to send my thoughts and prayers to those impacted by this. Doesn't matter what branch of the government that you are in, anytime you are forced to be without a paycheck, your boy feels for you. So shout out to government workers out there. Now that we've gotten that out of the way, let's talk about some sports. A lot happened here in the last couple of days. As I mentioned, Monday was media day for your Washington Wizards. We'll talk about the Wizards a little bit before we get out of here. Today, Paul Toboni announced as the new president of baseball ops with the Washington Nationals, a young man that I think has a big opportunity. I think he's got a massive, massive opportunity. And a real quick story about being a young man. You all know I go by the youngest in charge movement, 27 years of age, brash, bold, some may call it arrogant. I had one of my first moments today of feeling old. And my main man, Danny Ruye, always brings up instances. Danny likes to portray and act that he's a little bit older than he actually is because he was a superstar at GW. But Danny is in tremendous shape. But, you know, I often catch myself chuckling, one, because he's probably the funniest dude that I know. I catch myself chuckling at Danny Ruye, though, when he speaks of moments where he realizes, you know, I'm a little bit long in the tooth. I had a moment here this afternoon. Our pal John Kahn of ESPN had something going on, was running, and I'm trying to chase John Kahn to, you know, obviously hustle to get into the building the way that he was. John Kahn smoked me today. Now, my attire today wasn't meant to run. That was the first moment today where I felt old, when John Kahn is hauling ass on me. But I went to go get gas after practice today. I was out at the facility, boots on the ground in Ashburn, so I could bring you all the latest on what it is and what it ain't with the Washington Commanders, fresh off of a disappointing loss in Hotlanta this past Sunday. But I go to the Wawa. First and foremost, I've been to Ashburn and been to the facility so many times to this point. I did not want to go to Sheetz. I was not trying to go to Sheetz to get my gas. I am a Wawa man through and through. I believe in Wawa. You want to talk about the best hoagie in the land? Look no further than my friends at Wawa. But for whatever reason, I thought I was going there without using the GPS. And there was no Wawa in sight, but there was a Sheetz. Boom, smack in front of me on the left-hand side. By the way, Metal Chris, $3.05 for a gallon of gas at the old Sheetz. Not my cup of tea. Wawa in Montgomery County, across the street from my house, $2.90. But beggars can't be choosers. I needed gas, So, boom, I walk into the gas station, and this is how I'm living, folks. I had 60 miles to E. So let me get 7 on pump 7. Now, before you all, exactly, I don't know, before you all jump down my throat and talk about how cheap my ass is, when you're living the lifestyle of a young bachelor, the way the youngest in charge is, you gotta make your money stretch a little bit. So I said, I only need $7. I'm going to the studio, about a 30-mile drive. I mean, I'm going home, about another 30-mile drive. So I got 120 miles right now to E. So I should be able to get to work back and forth a couple times at least. That's not even the point of the story. As I am walking out of the sheets, this young man, wearing a Jaden Daniels jersey, of all things. I'm thinking maybe he recognized me because of what he did. But maybe I'm just getting old. We were both about to walk out the door. He steps in front of me and lets me walk out first. And I'm the type of dude, I know my radio persona may not lend you to believe this, but I'm a really caring individual, right? I hold the door for women, children, anybody. That's the type of dude I am, man. That's how I was raised.
Never held the door for me.
That's a lie. That Metal Chris, that is a bold-faced lie. Yeah, don't listen to Metal Chris unless he's telling you what to do on the phones. He beat me to the punch. He's trying to hold the door for me. I say, thank you. You know what he said back in return? You're welcome, sir. Sir? What the hell you mean, sir? You're welcome, sir. That was the first time in my 27 years of existence that I've ever been called sir, and I felt offended by it. Does it mean that I'm getting old? My birthday, we're now in the month of October. Shout out to my OVO fans out there. You know I'm a big Drake stan, Metal Chris. You know this. My birthday's next month, though, November the 14th, the week of the weekend of the Madrid trip. Ask me, am I going to Madrid? No. But beggars can't be choosers like I opened up with. But for the first time in my 27 years of existence, brother called me sir. I had to look back at him. I had to look at myself, pulled out my phone real quick, and said, am I looking like more of a sir today than usual? Does it mean that I'm getting old? Because he called me sir? Now, this kid was clearly like in high school. And first of all, maybe I'm snitching on him now. How the hell are you in high school? What time was this? 3-4 o'clock? Clearly he didn't stay after school for any after school programs. Who knows if he even went to school out here calling people sir?
Man, I got out of school at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon,
you know,
in high school.
So you're right. But I also, me too, but we had football. It's football season. You got practice.
I wasn't playing no football, man.
Well, we know. We know, man. We know. We know, Metal Chris. But no, he called me sir, and it was just, it was odd for me. It made me feel old for the first time in my my 27 years of existence. But that's my TED Talk. Big reason that I was out in Virginia this afternoon was to watch the Washington Commanders practice. And we all know it. Sunday, if you were out there with us at Honor Brewing in Fairfax, we appreciate you. Awesome crowd. Got to meet a lot of you, take some pictures, kiss some babies. It was a fun time. But you all know what happened Sunday against the Atlanta Falcons was not fun. So the fellas putting on their hard hats, putting on the pads. Well, no pads, but you get what I'm trying to say. Strapping up the cleats, they're back out on the practice field trying to work. And the thing that was so interesting to me and what we were all monitoring today was the status of one Jaden Daniels. We ultimately find out he was a full participant in today's practice. We will get to the full Commanders practice report, practice injury report, as we roll throughout the show here. Fred Smoot going to stop by top of the 8 o'clock hour. We'll talk to him about some of the woes that Washington has had in the secondary. But the big news of this afternoon when it comes to the burgundy and gold is the fact that one Jaden Daniels was back on the practice field, was a full participant with his knee sprain. All arrows trending up in terms of his availability for Sunday at home. Excuse me, home game for him, but in his hometown of Los Angeles. He actually corrected a reporter today. He's not from L.A. He's from the IE, the Inland Empire. So shout out to IE. Shout out to Jaden Daniels for repping his set, so to speak. But the other big news that we got, Sam Cosmi. Yes, indeedy. Big fella. Off of the physically unable to perform list. We'll see whether or not he is able to give it a go on Sunday or not. I kind of doubt it, but he was a full participant today. We'll see. They officially opened up that 21-day window, meaning they've got 21 days to activate him to the 53-man roster. We'll see what decision they ultimately make. I see my main brother. See, I haven't been back. I haven't been on the fan in this time slot in a little while. Been doing a lot of pregame, postgame. My man Aaron in Suitland, one of my OGs, one of my riders, wanted to check in. Aaron, what's going on, brother?
Man, look. I'm sorry to tell you, but once somebody say sir, mister, or any of that, it's downhill from there. You, man, the thing that kills me is I'm 43. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm a little up there.
Mm-hmm.
But
you seasoned, brother. You seasoned.
When somebody called me OG, oh, it taps me out. OG, man,
oh,
you don't want to hit none of that. But sir is the beginning of the end. I'm sorry to tell you,
that's
bro.
Tough.
Like
that's rough.
It's tough. It is.
And look, let me ask you this, Aaron, because I have this conspiracy theory. I'm a baby. Uh-huh. I'm a baby faced individual. I don't got no facial hair, and I often feel like because I don't have facial hair, it leads me to get disrespected by certain adults who are just bad people. Obviously, that doesn't help my cause.
Man,
once you get called sir, it's over with. I understand.
If you baby face and they still call it sir, that's bad.
That's a damn problem. That's a damn problem.
Man, but look. This is what you do. Yeah. You like it's not, bro. And you tell them your age.
Hey, man.
They're not 19 or 20.
Yeah, I know. So Slim, look, like I was saying, Slim clearly like he was in high school. I could tell by the way he was dressed. There's a certain aura. See, this is how I knew he was from Virginia, though, and not from around our parts. Our 18 and 19 year olds walk around with COVID masks on like they scaring the damn world. Don't get me started, Aaron, because I'll really go down that road. I appreciate
you.
Go ahead.
This is what you do.
Yeah.
This what you do. You be like, it's not like, all right, youngin. And walk away. Don't
for
look
sure.
back. Walk away. Just leave it.
Don't even.
Good talking to you,
for
man.
Sure,
I love
man.
You.
Appreciate
man, I love you.
You.
I listen to you every time you on, man. I don't care what platform you on. I'm listening.
I appreciate
the youngest
you,
in charge, and I'm gonna keep that. You are the youngest in charge right now, bro.
Well,
I love
you. I may not be the youngest in charge for that much longer, Aaron. I appreciate you as always, brother. Enjoy the rest of the evening, man. 1-800-636-1067 is how you reach us here on this Wednesday night edition of Overtime. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll get you a full-scale Washington Commanders injury report. Toby Altizer gave you the good news in his final update of the afternoon. Jayden Daniels back on the practice field in full capacity. Sam Cosmi officially having his 21-day practice window open. We'll give you the rest of this Commanders injury report next. This is The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck. I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Just getting rolling here on this Wednesday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Noah Willingham, taking you up to 10 o'clock. Plenty to touch on as we move our way around the Beltway. We'll hit on all the major sports here in the DMV area before we get out of here. Coming up in the final hour of the program, if you stick around until 9 o'clock, that means you really love us. We'll let you hear from the new president of baseball ops, Paul Toboney. As he gives us the latest on what his plan is for turning around your Washington Nationals. That's coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll touch a little bit on the Wizards in that hour as well. But I'll keep it 8 more to 92 with you all. We'll be talking mostly about the Burgundy and Gold here this evening. They're back on the practice field this afternoon, getting ready for Sunday's big-time showdown in L.A. against the Chargers as they try and wipe that nasty taste out of their mouth after getting outclassed this past weekend by the Atlanta Falcons. Was not a good performance for the defense. Offense put up 27 points, but definitely left some opportunities out there on the grass. As we get geared up for Sunday, I know the big thing that everyone was worried about and concerned with heading into this weekend is, would the team have Jaden Daniels available to them? Dan Quinn, earlier this afternoon, gave us the news on one Jaden Daniels. And here is the thing real quick before we let you hear from our pal DQ. When it comes to Jaden Daniels, I continue to feel like, and we'll talk about this more as we get into this 7 o'clock hour, I thought when he first played this year against New York and against Green Bay, if we're injecting ourselves with truth serum, it was not the Jaden Daniels we were accustomed to. It wasn't the Daniels that we were accustomed to. When you look at his first 2 weeks that he played under a 60% completion percentage in that game against Green Bay, just didn't look in rhythm, was holding on to the ball a little bit, was confused a little bit by some coverages. If you look at the season opener against the Giants, there were some instances where he was inaccurate during those games. Here is the head coach of your Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn, on what he needs to see before Jaden Daniels is able to play.
Just real back into the fold of it, David. He'll get all the reps at the practice, so we'll be back at a full speed, the execution, the timing, all of that. That's really what I'm looking for, but he's definitely chomping at the bit to get going. So or just running the offense, being back to himself. That was our discussion today to make sure, man, like all the looks, all the calls, and the speed of the practice.
He was a full participant, as we mentioned. Looking at the clock, I told you I'd give you the full-scale Commanders injury report right here. We'll take a quick timeout, give you a chance to line up on the phones at 1-800-636-1067. Jaden Daniels, a full participant in today's practice session. What are your expectations for JD5 heading into Sunday, his return game against the LA Chargers? Your calls, my thoughts, next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores.
fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
4 minutes past 7 o'clock here in the nation's capital. You're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham, taking you up to 10 o'clock here on this Wednesday night edition of Overtime. If you want to keep the conversation going with me on social media, very, 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 very easy thing to do. It is at NELL_BTP. Told you I'd get you a Washington Commanders injury report. Jaden Daniels, a full participant in today's practice. Sam Cosmi, a full participant in today's practice. Those two guys, the big news from today's Wednesday practice, the first practice of the week for the Washington Commanders. Jaden seems like all arrows are trending towards him playing. Here is Jaden Daniels on what it was like missing the past couple of weeks.
Been tough. Obviously, you know, as a competitor, you want to go out there and help your team in any way possible. So kind of being sidelined for this past couple of weeks, you know, were super tough. But DQ and my team, I was there for me because they knew how much it meant to me. And I tried to return that same energy, and I think I was able to do that.
And then do you expect to play Sunday?
I guess we'll have to see it Sunday.
I love our quarterback. I guess we'll have to see Sunday. That is the quarterback of the Washington Commanders, Jaden Daniels. Just from watching him interact in the locker room, just from watching the bounce that he had in his step on the practice field, I think he's playing on Sunday. But not official yet. Like I mentioned, he was a full participant during today's practice session. And here is the thing about Jaden Daniels and his return. I'm excited about it. I think it's what's best for this offense. I think it's what's best for this football team. But let's not rush him in terms of what we ask him to do coming up on Sunday. I'll expound upon that more as we roll throughout this opening hour. But I do want to get you the rest of the injury report. As promised, here are the DNPs from today. It is a long list, so please bear with me. Dorrance Armstrong, a DNP with an illness. Don't suspect that will keep him out of the game on Sunday, but we obviously will have to wait and see. Nick Ballore listed as a DNP with a quad injury, non-injury-related rest as well. Noah Brown, a DNP once again with a groin and knee injury. Here's the thing I will say about Noah. Him and Jonathan Jones were working on a side field with the athletic trainers, going through some pretty strenuous work to try and test that knee, test that groin. I'll still be surprised, I guess is the best way to put it, if he does ultimately give it a go Sunday in L.A. versus the Chargers. We will find out tomorrow if he makes the trip or not. So that'll be a huge indicator as well. But Noah Brown, a DNP once again. Death, taxes, and Zach Ertz not practicing on a Wednesday. He also was a DNP today. Non-injury-related rest. Got to talk to this young man for a pretty extended amount of time in the locker room, growing into one of my absolute favorites on the squad. Our guy, Ali Cajo, concussion, did not practice today. And if you saw the tackle and the hit that he made on special teams on Sunday, you understand why he is concussed. Hopefully he is able to be back soon. So a blow and a hit for Washington's special teams unit for sure. Terry McLaurin was a DNP with a quad injury, and what they're calling a quad injury. I continue to say this, and I know there are a couple of you on the line right now that do want to get into Terry McLaurin. I don't think it's a quad injury. I think what, and this is pure speculation, I want to preface what I'm saying by saying that. I think he has a sports hernia and has decided to opt against surgery because he wants to miss as little time as possible. We will see ultimately if I am right or wrong, but Terry McLaurin, haven't seen him in a week or two now. So, really, really doubting that he plays on Sunday as well. So now this wide receiver core looks to be going into their second consecutive week without both McLaurin and Noah Brown. So you damn sure worry about that. Von Miller didn't practice today either, veteran rest day. This is one that kind of surprised me. Looked to be moving around fine in the locker room, so I don't want to read too much into this one yet. Mikey Samra still listed as a DNP with a knee injury. So we'll see whether or not he's able to give it a go come Sunday against the LA Chargers. That would be a pretty big loss for Washington, especially considering Jonathan Jones is on injured reserve right now. Noah Igbinoghene would be the corner thrust into duty if Mike Samra still is unable to give it a go. We're going to talk about Mike Samra still pretty heavy as we roll throughout this program. Because just looking at tweets online and looking at some of the numbers, there is some concern amongst the fan base about the play of one Mikey Samra still through the first month of the season. And I don't think people should be worrying. I think he is a guy that is the ultimate competitor. I think he prepares his ass off. I think he's a super smart player. He is just playing one of the most difficult positions in the National Football League, talking about slot corner. So there may be a little bit of an adjustment period for him as he works his way back into the slot, but he was a DNP today with a knee injury as well. This is the one, Metal Chris, can I be honest here for a second? I tweeted out, because I was out there, and I'm doing what you're supposed to do when you're out there. You tweet the information that you get and that you see. I tweeted, no Deebo Samuel today on the practice field. Get the injury report at 4 o'clock. Could explain the Robbie Chosen signing. If people know, yesterday, Washington signed Robbie Chosen to their practice squad, a veteran wide receiver that's got plenty of experience in the National Football League. And Metal Chris, the comment section was, it can make a grown man cry.
Never read the comments, Linnell. First rule of media.
Never.
Never read the comments.
But I do it anyway. People were just trying to eviscerate me online about this clickbait guy this, this clickbait guy that. It's Wednesday. It's a vet rest day. Blase, blase, blah. Deebo Samuel didn't practice today because he is dealing with a heel injury, and now the investigative journalism continues. Is that the reason that they signed Robbie Chosen yesterday? Because they already knew Deebo Samuel was going to be dealing with a heel injury. So now his status going into Sunday is something that I think we must monitor. Laramie Tunsil, a DNP, we already know that. Veteran rest day. Percy Butler, somebody that's been a huge, huge lift to this Commander's special teams unit. He was limited here this afternoon as well. He had to miss last week with a hip injury. And if you don't know about Percy Butler, and they call him Perk, inside the walls in Ashburn, and I think it's a good damn nickname for him. He is one of the best gunners in the National Football League. You cannot name me. You can't. You cannot name me six or seven better gunners than Percy Butler right now. Seriously, and I'm not trying to hyperbolize it at all. Like, he is the real deal. I think he's got a chance. We saw Jeremy Reeves get honored as an all-pro special teamer. I think Percy Butler as a gunner is slowly but surely entering that territory. He is really, really damn good at that. They had to go do had to be without him rather this past weekend, and it was a bigger loss than I think people initially anticipated because Darnell Savage got thrust into action this past weekend. a guy that hadn't been here for a cup of coffee. So I do wonder about that as well. So it is extremely interesting to me how this thing's going to shake out. Hopefully he is able to be back on Sunday for the betterment of this Washington Commanders special teams unit. John Bates was a full participant in today's practice. That's a good sign. Hopefully he's able to give it a go on Sunday against the LA Chargers. Sam Cosby, as I mentioned, and then Jaden Daniels, as I mentioned. So it's going to be interesting, man. Washington right now, the walking wounded. We'll see how quickly they can ultimately get healthy. Mustafa is in Fairfax wanting to chime in. What's going on, Mustafa?
Hey, man, how you doing, Linnell?
I'm good,
big
brother.
Fan. And, hey, I want to get one thing straight, man. You ain't no sir. You ain't no unk. You just big bro, man. That's what you are. You big bro.
I appreciate you, Mustafa.
Man, I just wanted to get your thoughts. Hopefully, you know, Jaden's good to go on Sunday and he's hitting on all cylinders. But I wanted to get your thoughts on pretty obvious that Terry's not going to be in this week. Do you think he returns against Chicago Monday night?
Dude, I don't want to lie to you, brother. I don't know. The one thing I will say, last Wednesday on Overtime, we had on the sports doctor, Evan Jeffries, and he said this could be, you know, something that lingers on a little bit. It seems like when you go see the core muscle specialist, Mustafa, you're most likely dealing with some sort of sports hernia. I don't care what the team is saying. You know how they roll when it comes to their injury report. They tell you what they got to, not what's necessarily 100% true. So I think he may have a sports hernia, Mustafa, and is opting against surgery because obviously he wants to miss as little time as possible. Mustafa, if I'm being honest, the Terry McLaurin thing is something I expect to linger for the remainder of the season. It's tough, and it's a huge blow to this offense, and you're seeing them now, you know, bringing in outside reinforcements at the position. It kind of tells you everything you need to know about not just the health of Terry Mustafa, but the health of the entire room.
Yeah, man. Hopefully, you know, last year showed us as long as we got five on it, we got hope on it.
For sure.
So hopefully he can hit on all cylinders, man. But thank you so much for taking my call, Linnell. I just want to say one thing.
Yes, sir.
One way or another, before I die, we got to get Linnell Willingham on a Washington Redskins TV call. We got to get you on a TV call. That's what the world needs to hear, Linnell Willingham calling a Redskins game.
Well, there we go. Speaking into existence, brother. I appreciate you as always. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We're up against it. I don't want to blow out the clock, so we'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll let you hear from the quarterback of the Washington Commanders, Jaden Daniels. He is expected to make his return on Sunday. I'll give you my expectations for Jaden Daniels in his return to California next. One 800-636-1067 is the number. Right here on this Wednesday night edition of Overtime, you're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Linnell Willingham, taking you up to 10 o'clock, talking all things burgundy and gold as we get you geared up for Sunday's big-time contest against the LA Chargers. The return home for California's prodigal son, the quarterback of your Washington Commanders, Jaden Daniels. He was cleared by doctors over the weekend, and he will give it a go Sunday against the LA Chargers. We let you hear from him earlier in the program, and I just will say this about the return of one Jaden Daniels. I'm excited. I think it's the shot in the arm that this football team needs. I think it is the real catalyst to what makes this thing go. And I get what some of you all are going to say. Someone called in the show yesterday, Burgundy and Gold Today, which you can hear 4 to 7 over on our sister station, the Team 980. Someone called into me yesterday and said this: y'all expect Jaden Daniels to turn water into wine. Well, guess the hell what? That's the type of power that young man has. Now, I understand it, right? Jaden Daniels didn't play defense. Jaden Daniels ain't rushing the passer. Jaden Daniels ain't missing no tackles or making no tackles. But when you have a unwavering confidence, and I get it, right? Marcus Mariota, I'd stack him up against any backup in the National Football League. We've got him in terms of being the backup quarterback, but I will take it a step further. Jaden's just different. When you have an unwavering belief, and Jaden built that belief in this locker room last year, that no matter what, through hell or high water, by hook or by crook, as long as Jaden Daniels is under center, you are going to have a shot to get things done. The fact that he is back in the lineup, I can almost compare it to a pitcher in baseball. You get a new starter, you know, every, was it, fifth day. When your ace is on the mound, right, there's a little bit more urgency to go chase the fly ball out in left field. The bats get a little bit warmer. Even though the pitcher in reality has nothing to do with that. He just makes everyone around him better. The folks in my age group would call it aura. Jaden Daniels has a aura, has a presence about him that will make everyone in that building believe that they've got a shot. And when you add the stipulation of it is a homecoming for one Jaden Daniels, it makes me have all the confidence in the world that this group is going to be able to get her done coming up Sunday against the LA Chargers. But here is the thing. I'm a burgundy and gold lifer. It's the best way that I can put it. I bleed burgundy and gold. I'm an addict for the burgundy and gold. I'm wearing the patch right now. Just because I'm an addict, though, doesn't mean that I'm foolish when it comes to the burgundy and gold. What do I mean by that? This is going to be a very interesting return to play. This is going to be one of the most highly anticipated returns in a long time. And he's only missed two games. It feels like he's been out a month. He's only missed two games. The Messiah is going to be back on Sunday. My question is, which version of the Messiah are we going to ultimately get? Because if I'm being objective, if I'm being open, if I'm being honest, the way that Jaden Daniels played throughout the first two games of the season, he's got to be better than that if they want a legitimate shot to win on Sunday in L.A. against the Chargers. Through two games, Jaden Daniels, and these numbers coming via ESPN. So if you think I'm lying, first of all, if I'm lying and I'm flying, and if you think I'm lying, go check ESPN.com. Go check NFL Pro. Use whatever site you want to use. It ain't pretty. Jaden Daniels threw two games, averaging 6 yards of completion, threw three touchdowns, but was completing just under 60% of his passes. Last time we saw Jaden Daniels, he was 24-42 for 200 yards and two touchdowns, averaging 4.8 yards of completion against the Green Bay Packers. Completed just 57% of his passes. Had seven scrambles for just 17 yards. So it was not the version of Jaden Daniels that we have been accustomed to seeing. My question is this. You can begin a lineup on the phones with this at 1-800-636-1067. What are your expectations for Jaden Daniels Sunday against the LA Chargers? Because I'll be real about it, right? I would not be surprised. As a matter of fact, I almost expect it. I would not be surprised if Jaden Daniels is or has a few hiccups, I guess, coming out of the blocks coming up on Sunday against the Chargers. A couple of different reasons why. One, this is a young man that threw one pass during the preseason, and that showed in the first 2 weeks of the regular season against New York. I thought the accuracy was not as on point as we had been accustomed to seeing it. I thought the ball placement was not on point like we had been accustomed to seeing. And then against Green Bay, Jeff Hafley and company stand up. You get a bevy of credit from me. Not saying that the book is out on Jaden Daniels, but Jeff Hafley and the Green Bay Packers put together one hell of a game plan. They consistently dropped seven guys back in coverage. They were disguising coverages, changing the look from pre and post snap. And it forced Jaden Daniels to hold on to the football. It forced Jaden Daniels to be indecisive, something that quite frankly, we're just not accustomed to seeing with this cat. And this Sunday in L.A. against the Chargers, you're going up against another coach that has an extremely decorated collegiate background as a coach. That, to me, is the sole reason, or the one of the main reasons, I guess, why the Packers were able to have so much success against Jaden Daniels and this Commanders offense is because, one, Coach Hafley, coming from Boston College, is accustomed to seeing, not to call Washington's offense a college offense, but it has a lot of collegiate principles, a lot of collegiate elements to it, and Jeff Hafley was able to expose those. Dropping seven into coverage, rushing four, and when you've got a hellraiser on the other side of the line of scrimmage like Micah Parsons, it makes a whole lot of sense. When you have the MPP, as our Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger likes to refer to him as, the Micah Parsons problem, when you've got the Micah Parsons problem, makes life a lot easier as a defensive coordinator. Fast forward to Sunday, 4:25 p.m. Eastern time, NFL on Fox, Kevin Burkhardt, the Super Bowl champ, the GOAT, Tom Brady, on the call. You're going up against another defensive mastermind that has plenty of pedigree at the collegiate level. Look no further than Kevin Minter, the defensive coordinator for the LA Chargers. A Chargers defense that entering Sunday is giving up the third fewest yards per game in the National Football League. A defense that going into Sunday is amongst the league's best, tied for second in terms of yards per play allowed. That defense, ooh-wee, is no joke. It's no joke in every major category. They're fifth in terms of passing yards allowed per game, right? They're second, tied for first, rather, in terms of passing yards allowed per play. They get after folks. In terms of sacks, the LA Chargers, third in the National Football League with 13 sacks. In terms of quarterback pressures, the LA Chargers, right, top 12 in the National Football League. They get after the quarterback, and they're sticky in coverage on the back end. The area that you feel like, well, maybe we can get away, maybe we can have some success or have an advantage against this Chargers defense, is running the football. And still, even in that facet of the game, they are a pretty stingy group. I say all that to say this. I'm not saying Sunday against the Chargers is going to look like Thursday night against Green Bay, but it is going to bring on and represent a similar set of challenges. Will Cliff Kingsbury and company have answers for it? That's the big question. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Jaden Daniels making his return to the lineup coming up Sunday against the LA Chargers. Throughout the first two games of the season for one Jaden Daniels, it's 59% completion percentage. It's 6 yards of completion. And the last time we saw him in primetime on Thursday Night Football against the Green Bay Packers, it was not the guy that won Offensive Rookie of the Year in 2024. So I say all that to say this. What are your expectations for Jaden Daniels Sunday against the LA Chargers? We'll take your calls, plus I'll give you my thoughts next. This is The Fan. one 800 636 1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. You're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Lynnell Willingham, taking you up to 10 o'clock here on this Wednesday night edition of Overtime, getting you geared up for Sunday's massive showdown against Justin Herbert and the LA Chargers. I know it's just 4 weeks into the season. Somebody should smack me over the head with a stupid stick for saying this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Dare I call Sunday in L.A.? Dare I call Sunday in La La Land, 4:25 p.m. Eastern time on Fox? Dare I call it a must-win football game? It's a game that's got a lot on the line. The Washington Commanders right now are at the pivot point of their season. You're at 500 coming out of the first quarter of play. Three out of your next four are on the road at the L.A. Chargers, home for the Bears on Monday night in Jerry's World 2 weeks from now, and then 3 weeks from now, the showdown that we were all looking forward to when the schedule was first dropped. Jaden Daniels versus Pat Mahomes. Schedule ain't getting easier. This isn't a last-place schedule anymore. You don't get to see the mailman, Will Levis. You don't get to see the hand model, Jake Haner. You don't get to see the minion, Bryce Young, or Andy Dalton, or any of the other bozo quarterbacks you faced last year. Each and every week, you're going to have to bring it. That's why this weekend in L.A. to me is so important. It is the return of Jaden Daniels, going back to the Inland Empire, going back to that California area where he was born and raised. And when I'm asking you all on the phones at 1-800-636-1067, do you expect Jaden Daniels to play well? What are your expectations for the quarterback of your Washington Commanders? Let me know at 1-800-636-1067. And then, of course, you can tweet at me, same handle, on each and every social media platform. It is at NELL_BTP. See a couple of you lined up on the phones. I'll get to you here in a hot second. Just bear with me. I don't know what my expectations are. Linnell, what type of answer is that, brother? I know. It's not that I don't know. I'm hedging here. Is that what they call it in the gambling world? When you got one foot in, you got one foot out. I'm hedging. I can see a scenario, because this is a big-time player, I can see a scenario in which Sunday he goes and lets it all hang out. I'm talking 250-plus passing yards, 70-plus yards on the ground, no turnovers. I can see a performance like that from him on Sunday. But if you're just now joining us, he is going up against what I consider a top-five defense in the National Football League right now. That group defensively in L.A. with the Chargers is no joke. The key to Sunday, offensively, to me, is actually not Jaden Daniels. It is Cliff Kingsbury. Are you going to put this offense in advantageous situations on a routine basis? Will you have the gumption? Will you have the gall to punch Jim Harbaugh's group in the mouth and say, we're going to run the football by hook or by crook through hell or high water? Because let me say this, one Clifford Kingsbury. The last time we saw you call a game for our hero, Jaden Daniels, you weren't worth a damn. You weren't worth the damn lamination paper that the play call sheet was made on. It just wasn't happening. Wasn't a good game. You dropped Jaden Daniels back 40-plus times. That's not the formula. You are one of the best rushing teams in the National Football League. That should be the game plan coming up on Sunday. And if you're able to give Jaden Daniels some support, if you're not asking Jaden Daniels to be Superman on Sunday, then I actually think he could play pretty well. But if they ask him to do too much, if they ask him to put it all on his shoulders, I am not sure that that is how it will go down. I am not sure that Washington will walk out of L.A. victorious. There is a clear formula offensively in which Washington must abide by. And the number one thing to me, the non-negotiable about this Washington Commanders offense, is that they must stay ahead of the chains. And to me, the best way to do that, the best way to stay ahead of the chains, if you're this Washington Commanders offense, it is by doing what you do best. And right now, offensively, what you do best is run the football. 154.8 yards per contest on the ground, number two in the National Football League. 5.9 yards per rush, number two in the National Football League. 16 runs of 10 or more yards, fourth in the National Football League. This Washington Commanders offense, no matter which way you slice it, you saw the return of exotic smash mouth football against the Raiders. I'd love to see it Sunday in L.A. against the Chargers. 1-800-636-1067 is the numbers. Your expectations for Jaden Daniels in his return to play Sunday against the Chargers, your calls on that next. K Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, former Redskins corner Fred Smoot going to join the program. But right now, taking your calls at 1-800-636-1067. Jaden Daniels expected to be back under center Sunday for the Washington Commanders as they travel to L.A. to take on the Chargers. It is the return home for one Jaden Daniels, native of the Inland Empire. He said it earlier this afternoon. Plenty of folks going to be in attendance. I know he's super geeked up and excited about it. But let's get down to business. In his return to action against a top five defense in the National Football League, what are your expectations for the quarterback of the Washington Commanders? You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Let's go out to Elijah in D.C. wants to chime in. What's going on, Elijah?
Yo, Manel, what's up, man?
What's going on?
I was like, oh, my man on the radio, man. Like, I gotta go tap in with Linnell for a second, man.
Yes, you indeed. I appreciate you, brother.
Oh, yeah, no question, man. My expectation is that he's going to energize the team. I think he's going to be able to just do things. And you're just going to recognize when he's on the field. Obviously, there's just things that he can do that you just can't. It's just like, man, you're just going to see it. It's like, man, that's that guy.
Yeah.
I think what's going to really help him is unleashing Bill. And if you got a good run game to help support him, I don't know why they don't go play action more. I don't know what the percentage is. I'm just out of curiosity. I wonder what the percentage so far.
They're in shotgun. They're in shotgun. Just to answer, they're in shotgun more than any other team in the NFL, and I think that's part of why the PA numbers are down.
Oh man, it's driving me nuts, man. Because I think that you'll be able to do a few things. One, you have Debo and Terry, who I think excel at play action because they can stick their foot in the ground, and you know what Debo can do after the catch. That also allows you have one of the most athletic quarterbacks that you're getting naturally moving around.
Right.
And when he's moving around and just built in, I think that just changes the game. Now the defense has to drift and they have to do things and respect that movement. So early I would say run up right towards them, run into the sidelines early. I think that's now on tape. That's what we like to do, and we have some success there. But I still think early in games, we have a real athletic offensive line that like to put balls on people.
We do.
So if you can get hands on them early and let them know, nah, man, we came to come run at you. Let Bill run through the holes with the vision that he has mixed in with the other guys because they can all – I feel like Bill was always one play away from breaking one.
Yes.
They pulling him off the field. I get it. But at the same time, it almost seems like he's one play away. And that means you just got to give him more opportunities.
Yeah.
So, Jaden, I expect him to keep them on the field for more opportunities.
I think that's the big key, especially when you think about the way the defense played this past weekend against Atlanta. And I think Elijah, you'll agree with this. I appreciate the call as always. They scored 27 points last week. So, to Elijah's point, like, they were good, but I love the way Elijah put it. There are just certain things that Jaden Daniels can do that you can't coach that others just simply can't do. So that is where I think he'll be impactful. What I worry about Sunday with Jaden is will he get over, and I'm trying to say this and be diplomatic without like crushing the kid or coming off as being too critical. If I was to nitpick Jaden Daniels' game, there's one thing that I feel like he's I don't even want to use the word struggle, that I feel like gives him challenges at times. When teams are able to drop guys into coverage, right, and then get after him with four and disguise their look and change the look post-snap, you saw it Thursday against the Packers. He's got a tendency to hold on to the football. Now, I don't know if the Chargers have the pass rush to where they can make him pay for holding on to the football, but I do know this. Coach Kevin Minter, guy that's a super decorated collegiate coach, has plenty of background with dealing with guys like Jaden Daniels. They're going to come up with a plan to try and slow him down. The question is, will Jaden Daniels have answers? 1-800-636-1067. My guy Greg in College Park. Greg, what's going on, brother? How are you, man?
What's up, Linnell? How you doing, man?
I'm good, brother. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, yes, sir. My expectation for Jaden, I think he's going to see a whole lot of blitzes. And teams have kind of schemed up based on the tape that Jaden likes to do a lot of things to the right.
Yep.
You know, he does a lot of stuff toward the right. So, to me, if anything, they should really be drilling Jaden to make him play in the middle of the field, because he rarely throws the ball in the middle of the field. We need some quick slants, stuff like that, and also plays to the left-hand side of the field as well.
Yeah.
And because we need, I think we need to get the ball in Luke's hands and kind of diversify, you know what I mean? Not just have Jaden zeroing in on one receiver or one running back or what have you. They need to spread the ball around, you know, pretty judiciously.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's going to be part of the game plan. To your point, if they do blitz him a lot, Greg, what I wonder is, does Washington have the cats on the outside to win quickly, to give him options to get the ball out of his hand? That's the problem. That's the one problem that I think they could ultimately run into if you pick up what I'm putting down, Greg. I appreciate you as always. When you are going up against the blitz, you got to have guys on the perimeter that can win quickly. And if I'm being honest right now, especially if Deebo Samuel, who was a DNP today with a heel, if he's not going to go and Terry's not going to go and Noah's not going to go, it's going to be a long afternoon for the quarterback of the Washington Commanders, Jaden Daniels. I want to look at some numbers in terms of Jaden Daniels and how he has performed under pressure to this point. And it's interesting to me. Jaden Daniels, when under pressure this year, 9 of 20. He is 9 of 20 when under pressure this year. Those numbers have to improve. Because as Greg said, not that the jury is out, not that the book is out. This is a copycat league. If you don't think Jesse Minter and company are going to try and mimic Jeff Hafley's game plan from Thursday Night Football, if you don't think that's going to happen, you're a damn fool. And my question is, how much better equipped is Washington to deal with it this time around? 1-800-636-1067. Yeah, I might as well hold the horn. Stop the horns. Put your life on pause for a second. Because when Super Dave takes air, brother, we give him undivided attention. Super Dave, what you got for us, brother?
The youngest in charge. What up, though?
What's going on, man?
Nothing much. Thank you for taking my call, brother, always. Hey, man, first and foremost, I want to give a huge shout-out, if I can, to the rally captain, man.
He threw
a great party down Atlanta this past weekend, had Stats Bar packed up.
Love it.
To where people couldn't even get in, man. The fan base, we're definitely back. But we're on to week 5, so let's talk about these Chargers.
Yes, indeed. Shout-out to rally captain, as well as our guy Tailgate Ted, too, man, for sure.
Most definitely. Shout out to all the Washington Road Warrior, all the good guys. Hey, but look, though, man, for the Chargers this week 5, I'm sitting back and I'm listening to your concerns, and I totally understand why you're concerned. But I told my man at the screen, I forgot his name. Metal Chris, Heavy Metal Chris, bro. I told Chris on the screen that, like, listen, football is a part of injuries. Just like we hurt, the Chargers are pretty banged up, too.
Yes.
Don't forget, Khalil Mack is out for the season. Huge, huge plus for us. And Derwin James, they're pretty banged up back there in the secondary. So I feel like we should be able to take advantage of that. Another thing we should take advantage of, Joe Alt. Justin Herbert doesn't have his blind side left tackle. He threw 2 picks last week against the Giants. So those are things that we should take advantage of. For the expectations of Jaden Daniel, I mean, the standard set high. Of course, he's coming back off an injury, so we can't expect him to go out there 300 yards, 3 touchdowns, all that good stuff. But I want him to be able to manage this game. I keep hearing you say the running game. I think that's going to be very important with our receiving core banged up the way they are. We are definitely going to have to pound that ball and run that football. I think it's a winnable game. I really think we can go out there on the road and definitely put this one in the bag. As always, the youngest in charge, bro,
yes,
I take
sir.
My hat off to you. I salute you. You're doing your thing, man. You're awesome. The fan base, man, we love listening to you, brother. Keep doing your thing.
Appreciate
Super
you, man.
Dave, I'm out.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at @NELL_BTP. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, top of the 8 o'clock hour, we'll keep the conversation surrounding Jaden Daniels. Plus, we'll look at a little bit of NFL power rankings on the other side of the break as well. That's next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.